And now, Don Blackwell.
Our lesson today is a very important question. It is my parents' faith enough for me? Now, someone might wonder, why are you having a lesson on this particular subject? And the answer is because a lot of people believe the things that they do simply because that's what their parents taught them. A lot of people attend the church they do because that's where their parents attended. Many people have what we might call an inherited faith. And so today we want to consider this question very seriously. Is my parents' faith enough for me? Or is your parents' faith enough for you? And the answer to this question is no. And for the next several minutes, I want to list for you several reasons why your parents' faith is not enough for you. Number one, my parents' faith is not enough for me, first, because my parents are not the standard by which I will be judged. In Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 20, the Bible says, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." The Bible is telling us that the sins of my father, the activities of the father, the goodness or the badness of my father will have no bearing upon me in the day of judgment. And the same thing is true for the son. My actions will not be accounted to my father on the day of judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that which he hath done, whether it be good or bad." I will be judged individually, not according to the actions of my parents. One of the questions that will not be asked on the day of judgment will be, "What kind of woman was your mother?" The Lord is not going to ask me that. The Lord is not going to ask me, as I stand before the judgment bar of God, "What type of person was your father?" My mother and my father will not be the pattern by which the Lord will determine whether to send me to heaven or to hell. They are not going to be the standard. And so, what will be the standard by which I will be judged? John chapter 12 and verse 48 says, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." The Lord is telling us that on the day of judgment, the standard by which I will be measured is the Bible. It is the New Testament. It is the Word of God. And so, when I'm determining how I will conduct myself, I don't need to pattern myself after my parents. I need to pattern myself after the message that God has given to us in His holy and divine book. And so, if I'm not going to be judged by my parents on the day of judgment, then my parents' faith is not enough for me. Number two, I want to suggest to you that my parents' faith is not enough for me because parents are fallible. Did you know that parents are not perfect? Maybe you can think of examples of the fact that parents are not perfect. You see, nothing miraculous happens to one when he becomes a parent that suddenly gives him all of the answers. You know, on one occasion I was teaching and was asked the question, "When Jesus was a little boy, did he get spankings?" It's a very interesting question to ponder, but I had to answer yes to that question. And the reason being because his earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, were just human beings. And human beings and parents make mistakes. And so, no doubt, there were some times when Jesus received spankings when, no doubt, he did not even deserve them. Now, please, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that parents don't know what they're talking about, and so it's not necessary for children to listen to their parents, because they do have to listen to their parents. Most parents have wisdom from living and from making decisions, and they're trying to do what's best for their children. And besides that, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 1 says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." But the point that we're trying to make is that parents are not always right. In fact, sometimes parents are dead wrong. In 2 Chronicles chapter 14, we read about good King Asa. The Bible says that Asa did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. But what's really interesting about Asa is his family. Asa's father was King Abijam, And the Bible says, "And he walked in all the sins of his father, which he had done before him, and his heart was not perfect with his God." Now that means that Asa's daddy was evil, and that means that his granddaddy was evil. And verse 13 tells us, "Also Maacah, his mother," actually his grandmother here, "was an idol worshiper." Now think about that. His grandmother, his grandfather, his father were all evil individuals who sinned against God. What if Asa had reasoned this way and said, "Well, my parents' religion is good enough for me. If it was good enough for my grandpa, then it's good enough for me." But that's not what he did. The Bible tells us that he destroyed their idols. He cast out the homosexuals from the land. And the Bible says he did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Is it true that my parents' faith is good enough for me? Well, knowing that parents are fallible, I cannot rely upon my parents' faith for something so crucially important as my eternity. Number three, my parents' faith is not good enough for me because parents can be fooled. Now, don't tell my kids that, but it's certainly true. Parents can be fooled. And the devil is working very diligently to fool people. Matthew chapter 7 talks about the fact that there are wolves in sheep's clothing. That is, false teachers, deceivers, individuals who are actually evil and portraying themselves to be something that is good. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1 teaches us to try the spirits because many false prophets are gone out into the world. In Acts chapter 8, you read the account of a man named Simon the sorcerer. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 9, the Bible says, "But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest." Now notice that. Simon was engaging in the practice of sorcery. He had the people fooled. He had tricked them. And the Bible says that he had fooled them all from the least to the greatest. And the people were saying, "This man is the great power of God." And it says in verse 11, "And to him they had regard because that of a long time he had bewitched them with sorceries." Now I want you to consider that. We're talking about parents. We're talking about the fact that parents can be fooled. The Bible says that Simon the sorcerer had fooled this entire city from the least to the greatest. Do you suppose there were any parents in the crowd? Now, what if their children had thought, "Well, if my parents believe in Simon the sorcerer, then I think that's good enough for me." Well, the indication would be that they also would be wrong and would have fallen for the trick of this man. You know, in 1 Kings chapter 13, we have the story of the young and the old prophets. There was a young prophet who prophesied against King Jeroboam. And the indication is that he was trying to do that which was right. And every indication is that he was a very sincere person. And he seems to be a very good man. And yet, he fell for a lie from another prophet. The Lord had told him after he prophesied to King Jeroboam to return home a different way, not to stop, not to eat, and not to drink. But of course, the older prophet sends message to him and says, "Come back to my house and eat and drink." The younger prophet says, "I can't do that. The Lord has told me not to do that." But the Bible says the older prophet lied to him. And he convinced him that it would be okay to do this. Of course, the younger prophet did, accepting the word of another prophet. And he went back and he ate and he drank. And the Lord killed him as a result. Friends, we need to understand that people can be fooled, and the devil is working very hard to accomplish that, to fool us, especially in matters religious. And as we think about parents, we need to realize that parents are only as right as the information that they have. Think about Jacob when he was told that his son Joseph was dead. He was heartbroken. It really tore him up to think about the fact that his son had been killed. But was Joseph really dead? No, he wasn't. The indication in the Bible is he was not, because remember, his brothers had lied and they had thrown him in a pit and they had dipped his coat in blood and taken it back to his father and lied about it. Joseph was not really dead, but his father was convinced. Jacob was convinced and was sad because of it. It may be that my parents believe something that is wrong based on the information that they have received. They may have accepted something that's wrong religiously, not because they are bad people, but because that's all they've ever been taught. And based on the information that they have been presented with, they have believed a lie. And so I need to ask myself, am I safe in letting my parents be my standard in religion? And of course, the answer to that must be no. Number four, I want you to consider with me that my parents' faith is not enough for me because family loyalty does not wash away sins. I know one individual who believes that the family loyalty is the greatest loyalty that anyone could have. He believes that you should protect the family at all cost. You should lie for the family. You should do whatever is necessary to protect your family because this is the greatest union. It's the greatest loyalty that anyone should have. But friends, if one examines the Bible, he'll find this is not what the Lord said. In Matthew chapter 10 and verse 37, Jesus said, "He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." You know, it's interesting when you read in the Old Testament about the kings. Very frequently, when one king died and his son would take his place, you'll find a phrase like this. The Bible will say, "And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and walked in the way of his father." You see, he had family loyalty in the sense that he followed in the footsteps of his father. In fact, that's exactly what's said about the son of Jeroboam. "His son did evil and walked in the way of his father," the Bible says. And 20 times after that, the Bible talks about Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin. You see, although he walked in the ways of his father, he engaged in that which was sinful, which was contrary to the will of God. Family loyalty did not justify him in the eyes of the Lord. And so as I consider the question, is my parents' faith enough for me? The answer has to be absolutely, it is not.